You got me run, hide, run, hide any way you want to let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you wanted, baby, what you wanted me to do. You got me peeping, you got me hiding, you got me peep, hide, peep, hide any way you want to let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you wanted, baby, what you wanted me to do.
That was something by Marcel Duga and featuring Gene Morris as well on the and the vocalist. And someone had called in this morning and wanted to hear something by Marcel Duga and an old musician from way back when that actually made some great sounds. And of course, it was featuring Gene Morris on as vocalist. 10 past 10 o'clock, and you heard something by Gino Delafosse before we. Right after we got back from the break, and let's see, it was Gino Delafosse, and let me try to give you some of the things, Andre Theory, Joe Pete, and of course Black Gal by Clifton Chenier. We're going to continue with something by, let's see, this one here is coming up by Creole Farmers, the Creole Zydeco Farmers, featuring Murphy Richard. Listen to this one, Old Time Zydeco.
We'll be right back.
Coral of Day, with Tont Yoon, Waltz, with 13 minutes past 10 o'clock, on we call it a beautiful, cool Saturday morning. Allons avancer un petit peu, messieurs, madame, les chers amis. Right, 16 past 10 o'clock, and we have a guest in the studio from the university who's visiting with us at our present time. And the other day I was asking a question, and I asked a question about how would you then interpret or define the present, well, the past, present, and the future? How would you do that? You are a professor here at UL. Are you a professor, or are you just a
pretender.
Mark DeWitt, ladies and gentlemen, here in the studio. Tell me, what is your interpretation of the past, present, and the future?
Well, I'm talking to you right now. What's that?
That's the past.
How's that the past? What's the present then?
The present is just what? It's a kind of a gift.
The present is you hearing my voice right now. I'm talking to you. That's the present.
It just passed.
It just did. You're right. So you already know what the past is, too.
Yeah. The past is nothing but a memory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the future? How would you then say the future is?
You're probably thinking of the next thing you're going to say right now, aren't you?
It's a mystery.
Yeah. Well, that mystery's in the future, then.
That's right. Anyway,
I didn't know we were going to talk about this.
Well, when you come to visit with me,
yes,
or us, you know,
expect the unexpected.
That's right. That's right. And I have a question to, and before I forget, to the public right now, is how do you keep squirrels from eating your tomatoes?
Well, I'm going to let your callers answer that.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the eating. Cucumbers and tomatoes.
Your garden is gone, huh?
Yes. And I have been experiencing that for the past couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty vicious, and they're smart. The squirrels are very extremely smart. And they're eating my neighbor's tomatoes, because she asked me that. She and her husband, we were visiting last night, and we were having dinner together, and she said, please ask the public. Maybe someone might just come up with some answer and find out how you keep squirrels. Even though you put things and trinkets inside of the garden, they would pretty well figure this out, is that, oh, there's just a couple of little Norris things, a little chanky-chank stuff, and they won't harm us. So initially they will run away. But after a while, they come back, and they said, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. One day I had a pole in my yard, and I had a bird feeder, and it was a metal pole, and they kept getting on the bird feeder, mm-hmm. and the little pole was weak and everything, and I never thought squirrels could actually climb on a metal pole, and they did. I found out differently. To try to keep them off the pole from climbing, I put axle grease, and they wiped it off. They took turns.
I know this doesn't stop Mardi Gras from climbing the grease pole either.
No.
You ever seen that?
No. Sure I have not.
Uh-huh.
Sure I have not. I haven't seen that. But anyway,
when there's a chicken at the top, they don't care.
No. they don't care anyway. But, Mark, you're in here, and you want to talk about something. You want to talk about music.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about music. Hey, it's a music show.
Yes.
No, but are we talking about music that we're teaching at UL this fall? Like we've been doing for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have classes available, some of which you don't even have to be a student to take. You just need to sign up through the university college.
Mm-hmm.
They have a way for community people to come and just take one class if they want to take a class. So we have, for example, beginning button accordion with mm-hmm. little Nathan Williams.
Okay.
Nathan Williams Jr., who graduated with a degree in jazz from UL about 5 years ago from here.
Certainly did, yes.
And, of course, you know his band, mm-hmm. Little Nathan and Zydeco Big Timers, and we're going to hire him to teach beginning button accordion this fall. So all you need, besides some money to pay for the tuition, is
an accordion,
a single row accordion in the key of C. And then you can just come and take the class. And you don't mm-hmm. have to know anything. You don't have to have played it before. You don't have to read music. None of that. It's really beginning.
It's a beginner's.
Yeah, it's a beginning class.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I can join in, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been meaning to learn accordion for a while.
I have.
Well, see, that this course is for you.
Good.
And maybe you even bought an accordion and it's sitting in your closet waiting to be played.
It's covered with dust.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then.
Exactly. Those are the people we're talking about.
Yeah. Every now and then I take it out and I just try to dust the mosquitoes. But
mm-hmm.
But that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And if for some reason you it's not some of your listeners may be saying, yeah, I have an accordion in the closet, but I really don't have time to do that right now. Mm-hmm. I don't have the money or whatever. You could still give me a call or shoot me an email and let me know you want to loan that accordion to a needy student, because mm-hmm. we only have like one loaner accordion. So sometimes students show up and they don't have an accordion.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call my office number at 482-1020.
Mm-hmm. 482-1020. That's a very simple number to remember.
That's right. And then my email address is dewitt@louisiana.edu. And you could also contact me if you're interested in a traditional music major, because we started a major last year, Bachelor of Arts mm-hmm. in Music with a concentration in traditional music. So you could actually study this music and major it in college. Or if mm-hmm. maybe you went to UL for a while and you never finished and now you're ready to come back and you're wondering, what can I study?
Music.
That's right.
You got
So that's those are a couple things I can share with you. In addition to the beginning fiddle class, we also have Little Nate's going to teach. Yes, Little Nate's going to teach. I should say the times too. Little Nate's going to be teaching his accordion class Monday, Wednesday at 5. So that might be good for people who have a working schedule.
Now, usually it's 5. It's 1 hour.
1 hour and a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Which is not bad, actually.
Right.
You know, it's 5.
Good amount of time. But probably for a beginning students, about your brain is full after about that much of time.
Yeah. And when you think about 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock would be a good time, because then if you intended to learn how to play and you don't want to fight the traffic to go home, now is a good time. You can go in 5 to 6, 6 and a quarter. Then you can join and learn something while you're waiting for the traffic to slow down.
And still be home for dinner.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. We're giving you that.
Yeah.
And little Nate was supposed to be here, but...
He says he's on his way now, so I don't know if we'll squeeze him in later or not. We'll see.
Well, we can try to squeeze him in.
Yes.
We certainly will, as long as he hasn't gained too much weight.
He's a pretty big guy. He works out, you know.
I so have noticed.
Does all those push-ups during his shows.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I haven't seen him perform for quite a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, push-ups are part of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure that's he's calling right now. We're going to play some music, and we'll be right back. Let me go and answer this phone here so we can, maybe he might be at the door. All right, we're going to listen to Buckwheat.
All right, that sounds good.
Route 66, you remember that?
Mm.
Good.
Get your kicks.
That's right, get your kicks.
And Oklahoma City, look mighty pretty, you see Amarillo, a gallop, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, and don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, and San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip?
That's what we say. That's Route 66, and try to get your kicks off of that. That's what you try to do on Route 66. Is Route 66 still around?
Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces of it, huh? Route 66 by none other than Buckwheat Zydeco. I don't know if Buckwheat is still in town or he's on a trip. I know that he had been on tour, and he was scheduled to go to Quebec, Canada. I think it was this past week he was supposed to be in Quebec.
He's got a busy schedule now that he's back on the road.
He's back on the road, free of the big C. And hopefully that will continue that way. And hopefully his health will continue to be there with him so he can continue to entertain us as we do. But now let me ask you this, too. We got 2 minutes before break time. In that, why, how much, How much interest did they have in Zydeco music in the first, in playing the the Zydeco accordion. And when we say the Zydeco accordion, when you have a Zydeco musician that is performing or playing or teaching the class, how big of a request was that?
How big of a class is it?
Yes.
We're talking about maximum 10 students, 8 or 10 students. Mm-hmm. And there's still room in the class, so we don't have that many students signed up yet.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when Corey taught it last year, he taught a sort of mix of the traditional French stuff. So, you know, some of the things that you might hear in Cajun mm-hmm. or Zydeco music, like
yeah.
the Eunice two-step or something like that. But then he would also teach them a Beaujac tune or
yeah,
something else.
He mixed it up.
Mix it up a little bit. And so I'm sure little Nate's going to do something similar.
Yeah. And I'm just, I would love to be able to play an accordion to
mm-hmm.
just entertain myself in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
sit under my tree and just reminisce and playing the music like that. But I have not had the time, and Corey said he was going to do that and teach me how. We'll be right back with more. You just stay tuned right here, right after those brief messages.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Il Denier, Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole, and Fufolé. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
We just found out that we just received a call from Quebec, Canada, that Buckwheat is going to be playing there tonight.
If you want to go, that's where you need to be.
That's right. Get on a plane and fly to Quebec, Canada, and Buckwheat will be playing up there. A gentleman just called, a Canadian, French, Quebecian, I guess you call it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he's going out to dance to Buckwheat Zydeco. I want to say good morning to all of the Quebecians and the Canadians and that who are listening to us as we speak right now.
Bonjour.
Oui, c'est bonjour. Avec tous les Québec.
Québécois.
C'est comme ça.
Comme ça, je crois.
Comme ça, je dis ça. Moi, je ne connais pas. Moi, je ne connais pas comment je dis ça en français.
Mm-hmm.
Oui. Well, we just say to the Canadians and the people who live in Quebec,
yes,
have a good day over there and enjoy yourself listening and dancing to Buckwheat Exotico tonight. Okay, he's on his way.
That's what he says.
Good.
And while we're waiting, I should say also, if you're thinking about signing up for any of that class or another class, mm-hmm. I'm also teaching a history of Cajun Exotico online. So if you want to take a class online where you don't even have to come to class,
you get a credit.
You get credit for it. Three credits.
3 credits.
Then you could take my online class, Music 360. Mm-hmm. Or you could take Lil Nate's accordion class, Music 329. And you can call University College at 482-6729 or email them universitycollege@louisiana.edu to find out how you actually sign up.
Good.
Yeah.
Why 3 credits?
The 3 credits has to do with the number. Well, if it was a classroom in class, it'd be the number of hours you spend FaceTime with the instructor. Like the accordion class, you spend 3 hours
with the instructor. I've always been curious to find out, why is it that courses that are important, you get 3 credits?
Mm-hmm.
And where did they come up with? How did they come up with 3 credits?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. Mark, I didn't intend to put you on the spot. Anyway, we're going to continue with the music of Zydeco, and we're going to do it with Chubby Carrier.
What you say, what you say. The way I feel, I want a Zydeco tonight. The way I feel, I want to make things right. The way I feel, I want to see you groove. The way I feel, I want to make you move. Yeah, 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 now. What you say, what you say. Say it again, say it again. One more time, one more time.
Get to the mic! zydeco George to gone. Et pas la compagne. Where you gone? Pas la compagne. Un monde pour bouger. Et pas la compagne. C'est mon la machine, ja. Machine des zydeco. C'est mon bétail, ja. C'est mon la machine, ja. Monde pour bouger. Que parte de Caroline, já? Oh, Caroline. Se já te pede zarico. Se parte de pede zarico. Se parte de pede zarico. Oh, oh, oh. Abadon la copoin. That's where the Creole come from. Where the country, baby? Work hard all your life. But on Friday night, baby, you go out in two-step. Oh, daddy cool. Do that two-step. Do that two-step, yeah. Oh, mommy belle. Allons quitter telle. Mando mon bouquet. Allons les daddy cool, yeah. Gigolo, gigolo. Hey! Cigarro, make it on the road.
Like it used to now. push it like you used to.
You gonna wish that I wasn't gone. You
sugar on. You gonna wish that I wasn't gone. Pop that thing, pop that thing. Don't you make me ashamed. Pop that thing.
Old school. Get on it. Gucci. From mile 10 to 1 night. The cut of Texas. One time.
Friday, cool. Pop that thing. Pop that thing. Don't you make me ashamed. Pop that thing. Twerk that thing. Twerk that thing. Don't you make me ashamed. Twerk that thing.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard. Now put your drinks
go,
in the air.
Go, go.
If you go hard.
Go, 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 go.
If you had a trail ride. Or you just in the club.
That's what I hear, bangers.
Or you banging.
business in your car. You gotta go hard.
Now put your hands in the air.
Put them up.
If you go hard. Put your drinks in the air.
Drink them up.
We'll be right back with Lil Nate and Mark Duhett here in the studio right now.